Hello, beautiful people. This is the Michael Slate Show, and I am your guest host, Sansara Taylor. On today's show, we'll be sharing segments from the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show, which airs on YouTube. Let's begin.
Now. The fascist Trump regime must go now. Now. When their illegitimate fascist authority is laid bare and shocking millions. Now. When we've not gotten used to tanks rolling through our streets and soldiers suppressing protests. Now. When we've not accepted our neighbors and friends and family being kidnapped by ICE. Now. When the anger at Trump's bare-knuckled violations of the Constitution are not yet normalized. Now. The fascist Trump regime must go now. When we've begun to see each other. Felt our power and solidarity in the streets, when we've found our courage in collectivity and defiance, now. Now is the time to go on the offensive, defending those under attack and fighting forward. Now is the time to overcome divide and conquer, setting new standards of principled unity and struggle worthy of a better world, uniting all who can be united, rising in a single voice in the streets this Saturday, June 14th, and not stopping until the demand is met. The Trump fascist regime must go now. Every city, every town, every person with a platform, meeting the threats from the MAGA fascists with courage and the justness of our cause. We will not, we cannot let the fascists have the future. Now.
Must go now.
Must go now.
This massive mobilization could have a major impact on the dominant institutions of the country, with the possibility of creating conditions that could cause major shifts and realignments among them. This is one way in which the Trump fascist regime could be removed from power. But one way or the other, this regime must go, and nonviolent but determined, sustained, and growing mass mobilization needs to be built as the bedrock force to bring about this crucial and urgent objective as soon as possible before it really is too late. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. The Trump fascist regime must go now.
Welcome to the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show, coming to you at a turning point in history. This is episode 252. Today is Thursday, June 12th, and my name is Annie Day, one of the co-hosts of this show. This show is about an actual revolution to overthrow this whole system of capitalism imperialism and bring a far different, radically better world into being. We base ourselves on the new communism and the revolutionary leadership being provided by Bob Avakian, who you heard at the top of today's show, and you'll be hearing more from throughout today's episode. We're just 2 days away from June 14th, where Trump will be overseeing a military parade through the streets of Washington, D.C. And in a few minutes, we'll have on Sansara Taylor, a co-host of this show and member of the editorial board of RefuseFascism.org, to talk about these protests in D.C., and across the country, in the face of Trump's threats that any protest will be met with a very big force, and across the country with thousands demonstrating under the slogan, No Kings. One way or another, this is a pivotal weekend. But before we go there, let's talk about what's ensued over the last several days. In the midst of a national escalation of ICE, they have invaded Los Angeles, raiding workplaces and schools. Fathers, mothers, sons and daughters ripped away from their families.
Agents swarmed into at least three locations looking for suspected immigration law violators.
Emotional pleas from family members demanding the release of loved ones. After more than two dozen workers and at least one customer were rounded up and detained by ICE agents at car washes on Sunday, including the father of Kimberly and Yaslin Hernandez. Today was Yaslin's high school graduation.
I was telling him that he has to get there early so they can't find good seats for my graduation. situation. He won't be able to come anymore.
It's just breaking families apart left and right, and it's something that shouldn't be done.
Masked ICE agents have used extreme and immediate brutality against people protesting, pushing, shoving, shooting rubber bullets and tear gas. But for days, people have continued to stand up in righteous protest. By the end of Saturday, Trump used the pretext of these protests as an excuse to send in the National Guard in defiance of the California governor and LA mayor asking him not to. Trump's fascist border czar, Tom Holman, as well as Trump himself, threatened the governor of California with arrest.
They can't impede our enforcement efforts. They can't put hands on our officers. They can't knowingly harbor and conceal illegal aliens from us. I said, so if they cross that line, they're going to be prosecuted. And the question was, well, how about Mayor Bass and Governor Newsom? What if they cross that line? I says, they'll be prosecuted too.
Gavin Newsom is, he's daring Tom Holman to come and arrest him. Should he do it?
I would do it if I were Tom. I think it's great.
I'm not going to give you legal analysis on whether Gavin Newsom should be arrested, but he ought to be tarred and feathered, I'll say that.
And the protesters have not backed down. Now with Trump sending Marines into Los Angeles, a complete violation of the Constitution. Using the military as an armed force in the streets with no checks in defiance of the rule of law. Solidarity protests have taken place across the country, in many cities met by vicious violence by the police and the federal authorities. And at the same time, the mass deportations have continued across the country. At factories, farm fields, high school students, fruit vendors, anyone is a target.
I've been working now at CHIRLA for 30 years. I have responded to multiple enforcement actions and worksite raids. I have never seen anything like this. This is not just ICE. It's not just Border Patrol. It is the FBI, the DEA, every federal. This is a federal force that is present in full military garb.
I have questions for the secretary, because the fact of the matter is a half a dozen violent criminals that you're rotating on your.
I learned that Secretary Noem was having a press conference a couple of doors down the hall. Since the beginning of the year, but especially hear what she had to say to see if I could learn any new additional information. And at one point, I had a question. And let me emphasize, just as we've emphasized the right for people to peacefully protest and to stand up for their First Amendment rights, for our fundamental rights. I was there peacefully. At one point, I had a question. And so I began to ask a question. I was almost immediately forcibly removed from the room. I was forced to the ground. And I was handcuffed. I was not arrested. I was not detained. I will say this. If this is how this administration responds to a senator with a question, if this is how the Department of Homeland Security responds to a senator with a question, you can only imagine what they're doing to farm workers, to cooks, to day laborers out in the Los Angeles community and throughout California and throughout the country.
All of this taken together is important and it needs to continue. But as we'll get into in today's show, the protests have to grow. Defending our immigrant sisters and brothers and going on the offensive against the whole fascist program, demanding the whole regime be driven from power. It is especially important that this protest be manifest this Saturday in the streets of D.C. and across the country. As I said at the beginning, Refuse Fascism has been calling for a protest against Trump's military parade this Saturday. Let's watch a video from Sansara Taylor about the stakes of this, and then I'll bring her in for an interview coming to you from D.C.
Donald Trump, before the eyes of the world, issued a direct threat against any protest here in D.C. against his fascist military parade.
And if there's any protest that wants to come out, they will be met with very big force.
This just means there must be And in fact, there will be protest here in the streets of D.C. RefuseFascism.org will be leading a protest declaring Trump must go now. We will be permitted. We will be nonviolent. We will not be provoked, but we will be heard. We will be marching because we refuse to comply in advance with Donald Trump's fascist threats, because we refuse to voluntarily give up our First Amendment right to free speech and protest. On Saturday, Donald Trump wants the world to see his military remade, loyal not to the U.S. Constitution, not to the rule of law, but to Donald Trump personally, with all the white supremacy, all the hatred of women, all the hatred of LGBT people, all the xenophobic America First fascism that involves. And this is not just symbolic. Donald Trump is actively deploying his military against people in this country, on the streets of the U.S. right now as we speak. This is why RefuseFascism.org calls on every decent person in this country who can get to Washington, D.C. this Saturday. By plane, by bus, by car, get here and join us in standing up. We call on elected officials to stand with us as we exercise our constitutionally protected First Amendment right. And in particular, we call on Senator Chris Murphy, who has spoken out powerfully against Donald Trump's threats, by marching here, where the eyes of the world will be on Saturday, by defying Trump's illegal, unconstitutional fascist threat. We aim to give strength and courage to the decent people of this country to join us in the streets this Saturday nationwide and every day going forward, nonviolently, but repeatedly and in growing numbers, demanding that the Trump fascist regime must go now, not stopping until we create the level of profound political crisis across this country such that Trump cannot govern this country, cannot impose his fascist program, and cannot even hold on to the reins of power. This is how fascist tyrants and dictators are deposed around the world through the mass nonviolent action of the people. And this is what is needed in this country at this historic turning point. So again, my name is Sansara Taylor, and I will be marching with RefuseFascism.org through the streets of D.C. right here to the White House on Saturday to declare, in the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. The fascist Trump regime must go now.
So at this turning point in history, we are very glad to be joined from afar by Sansara Taylor. From the streets of D.C., welcome.
Hi, Annie. Good to be with you. Glad to be on the Revolution Nothing Less show. Shout out to everybody tuning in.
So, Sansara, why don't you tell us what is happening right now and why you're in D.C. and what is happening this Saturday?
Yeah, so Donald Trump is holding his fascist military parade birthday bonanza this Saturday. And weeks ago, when RefuseFascism.org heard that this was announced, we said we have to be in the streets of D.C. We have to be protesting it. This is going to be Donald Trump putting on display before the world, before the eyes of the world, a military that he is remaking to be loyal, not to the rule of law, not to the Constitution, but to Donald Trump personally, with all the gross racism and white supremacy, the hatred of women, the bigotry against LGBT people, and especially the purging of trans people from the military this month, Pride Month, all of the xenophobic America First hatred that this involves. And so we said we have to be in the streets protesting this. And now, as this day approaches, the reality of what this fascist military parade really represents is being borne out and shoved down people's throats and in their faces all over the country, with Trump deploying federalized National Guard, Marines in the streets of Los Angeles and threatening this in cities across the country. And then, to put even more of a point on it, Donald Trump came out just a couple days ago and said that any protest in D.C. to his military parade will be met with very big force. And this just makes it all the more important that people stand up and say no to this fascist intimidation and threats, that we not be intimidated out of the streets, that we not voluntarily give over our First Amendment right to speak out and protest, that we not fall silent at this moment of fascist escalation. So we are going to be marching. RefuseFascism.org and others will be marching in the streets of D.C. with a permit nonviolently, but not backing down this Saturday to say no to Donald Trump's fascist military parade and to say, when the eyes of the world are watching, in the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. The fascist Trump regime must go now.
Can you talk about why it's important? What's being expressed in the streets with that this Saturday?
Well, look, we are saying the regime must go now because it is a fascist regime. And we cannot wait until 2026 or 2028. Forget about that. Waiting that long to deal with this regime through the normal mechanisms of the election is beyond dangerous. First of all, Trump is moving fast to consolidate fascism. He is terroristically rounding up and ripping apart immigrant families and deporting people to far-flung places around the world right now. He is threatening lawmakers, Congress people, governors, mayors of the opposing party with arrest, with prosecution, with imprisonment. Now, if he's willing to do that to high-powered elected officials, ruling class figures, what is he going to unleash against the masses of people? He is violating the separation of powers now. He is violating the Constitution now. He has federalized National Guard against the wishes explicitly of the governor. And there wasn't some big national disturbance. This was not some big unrest that even parallels the victory of a sports game. This wasn't a disruption that comes close to the level of what we saw on January 6th. He calls in the National Guard. He calls in the Marines. Where do you think this is going to go if we sit back and wait for 2026 or 2028? This has to be stopped now. And the regime has to be removed from power. It has to be ousted. It has to be deposed by the mass nonviolent struggle of millions of people standing up. And we see these people, the decent people of this country, they've been in the streets opposing the ICE raids. They've been in the streets saying, no, you will not militarily occupy the streets of Los Angeles. We will not comply. People standing up. There have been solidarity rallies around the country, and they're so important and righteous. But here's something that we need to transform. These millions of people who have stood up in different ways, including in many of the institutions of power, in the law firms, in the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, in the NIH, the National Institute of Health, at Harvard, in the universities, people have pushed back and resisted in important ways. But here's the thing, in the streets and in the institutions, this opposition is not yet oriented to defeating this regime. It's oriented towards slowing it down, to opposing it, to stopping some dimensions of it. But we have to raise the demand. The Trump fascist regime must go now, because it's the order of the day. It's what's required. And we have to be working on the thinking of the millions of decent people who are in motion right now. We need to put this demand in front of them so they see it as what they need to take up and fight for to realize the aspirations that they've been acting on. Because nothing short of ousting this regime will do it. We cannot wait. And even the most heroic opposition, it will be barreled over. It will be absorbed and crushed by this regime if this regime is not ousted. And we have the power to oust it, but we have to lift our sights to that. We have to act in massive and united ways, standing together nonviolently, demanding the fall of this regime, refusing to be intimidated by the fascist threats of violence and unleashing of the troops and the threats against protest in DC and everything else Trump is bringing. We have to remember, we have right on our side. We have the majority of the people of this country on our side, and we are acting in the interests of humanity. And dictators, fascist dictators, have been unseated and driven out before all over the world. We need to, and we can do it here.
So can you just tell people, there's being there in the streets of DC on Saturday, being across the country in the streets on Saturday, and then where is that going in terms of the plans and the vision of Refuse Fascism?
Well, refusefascism.org is definitely going to be in the streets all over the country and calls on people to be in the streets wherever you are. If you are anywhere where you can get to DC, I know this show broadcasts on Thursday night, so you have 48 hours. Get a plane, get a train, get in the car, find a way to get to DC. If you can be here, this is where the eyes of the world will be.
This is where the political battle lines are drawn the most sharply this Saturday. This is where we need to be standing up at the seat of power, saying no to Trump's fascist threats and intimidation, no to his fascist America, and saying the Trump fascist regime must go now. So if you can get here, you got to come and get here. We're going to have an incredible and important day. If you really can't be in D.C., be in the streets wherever you are. There's no King's Day protests in over 1,000 cities, I believe, at this point. This is really important. Be there. Bring everybody you know and bring the demand. Trump must go now. Bring it on signs. Bring it in chants. Spread it to others. And then refusefascism.org will be putting out, before the weekend, a flyer announcing next steps in July, how we're going to take this struggle higher. And so get your hands on that. Go to the website, refusefascism.org. Be following the social media there and print it out and spread it wherever you are. And mark your calendar, because early July, we're going to be back in D.C. and we're going to take this struggle higher.
Sansara, let me ask you, a lot of people who are, I think, seeing this are very afraid right now, afraid of what the military rolling through the streets, afraid of Trump's protests. What do you say to people who see, who are hearing you on the challenge to be out in protest in D.C. on Saturday, but are also afraid?
Well, look, I want to start by saying this is a time to not give in to your fear. This is a time to not let Donald Trump's fascist intimidation silence you and cow you. If you go down that road of hiding, of being afraid, of letting him silence you and voluntarily give up your rights and give up the lives of immigrants today and trans people tomorrow, and who knows who is next the next day. If you go down that road, there are greater and greater horrors where you lose your humanity as you watch the humanity of others be destroyed. But if you find your courage right now, there are others who will be inspired by what you do and stand with you. And there are tens of millions, literally tens of millions of people who hate, and yes, they fear what Trump is doing for real reasons. It's scary. But there are people who can also find their heart and their courage and their daring. And we've seen many of them act over the recent months. We've seen many of them act in recent years. And they need to be called forward together with us. And I'm not going to pretend, and no one should pretend, that there is not risk involved in standing up, that there won't be sacrifice required. There will be. But there's a question. What is your life going to count for? What legacy are you going to leave? Not just legacy of you, but what kind of literal future are you going to contribute to for the masses of people here and all over the world? There are things that are more important than your own safety. There are things that are more important than how you feel individually. And yeah, we should have each other's backs. We should protect each other. We should look out for each other. We should learn from each other. And we should not do foolish things. We need to be out in nonviolent protests right now. But we have to be out. And there has never been any advance for the oppressed. There is no songs that we sing of the heroes of the civil rights leaders or the people who fought valiantly against fascism and Nazi Germany. There's no legacy that we celebrate that doesn't include people who sacrificed. But it mattered. And people's lives were changed because of it. And we are going to need to stand up today. We don't take sacrifice lightly, but we cannot allow this regime to bulldoze humanity and steal the future because we cower in fear. We have something heroic and righteous that we are fighting for. It is the masses of humanity here and all over the world. And it is not just a wish and a prayer. It is actually materially possible that we can overwhelm them in our numbers, because we do have the numbers. If we have the daring, if we have the courage, if we set our sights on defeating this regime and driving it from power, and if we stand together and learn from each other in the streets, there is something really beautiful that we can bring to humanity, a world without a fascist America and a future that we can fight for to go even further than that.
Well, that's a beautiful note to end on. Very glad to have you in studio, even if from afar. So thank you, Sansara. We'll see you back here soon and we'll see you in the streets.
So glad to be with you. Revolution, nothing less.
So how can this regime be driven out through mass mobilization? This is a question that everyone needs to be discussing. To help speak to this, we want to play an excerpt from a social media message where Bob Avakian talks about the dynamics of what can make this possible. This is from Revolution number 115, "The Trump Fascist Regime Must Go Now Before It's Too Late." Let's listen.
Right now, facing the fascist juggernaut of the Trump regime, defending the rights that are supposed to be guaranteed under the U.S. Constitution, and defending people who are subjected to lawless violation of those rights by the Trump regime, is all the more crucially important, is really a matter of life and death. In the most basic terms, this means and requires actually defeating this fascist regime, putting an end to its rule, with its very real and increasingly undisguised reign of terror. This will require courage and sacrifice for the greater good of actually defeating this fascism, not looking out for self, nor retreating into things like mutual aid among the opponents and targets of this fascism, something which could contribute to the increasingly massive mobilization that is necessary, but cannot substitute for and must not be adopted instead of bringing forward that massive mobilization. This truly life and death fight against fascism requires and needs to involve rapidly increasing ranks of people drawn from all parts of society and all walks of life, including Black people, immigrants, college students and other youth, professionals and government workers, women, LGBT people, and others, all who actually have a profound interest in defeating this fascism. People with a broad diversity of political views and perspectives, uniting all who can be united and overcoming all divide and conquer schemes in order to bring forward the millions who can be the decisive force in driving out this fascist regime. Musicians, prominent people in the arts, and others with a public platform which can reach masses of people need to use their voice and platform now as a major vehicle contributing to and calling forth the massive mobilization that is urgently required. There can be no excuse for any decent person to stand aside from this critical and urgent fight. Not only is active support for this fascist regime a great crime against humanity, but passive acceptance and silence in the face of this fascist regime amounts to collaboration with it and objectively aiding it. On the positive side, actively building for and taking part in the fight against this fascist regime is a great positive good and profound expression of one's humanity. Even the prominent conservative commentator David Brooks has called for a comprehensive national civic uprising against this regime. And Robert Reich, former Secretary of Labor during Bill Clinton's presidency, has called for a sustained general strike to stop this regime. These and other ideas and proposals for how to defeat this regime need to be actively discussed and debated as part of and in the context of the overall and crucial process of moving with the necessary urgency to bring forward the massive mobilization that will be decisive in fighting for the critical demand that the Trump fascist regime must go now. This massive mobilization could have a major impact on the dominant institutions of the country, with the possibility of creating conditions that could cause major shifts and realignments among them. This is one way in which the Trump fascist regime could be removed from power. But one way or the other, this regime must go. And nonviolent, but determined, sustained, and growing mass mobilization needs to be built as the bedrock force to bring about this crucial and urgent objective as soon as possible, before it really is too late. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. The Trump fascist regime must go now.
As we showed at the beginning of today's episode, people have been righteously standing up. And we want to bring you more from some of the voices in protest. People we got to interview in the streets, people who have joined with refusefascism.org, and others. Let's watch.
Two, three, up.
Order, arms.
Ooh, looks pretty good.
When I served our country, I loved our country even with its flaws. I cannot say that today. Okay? We are seeing immigrants just being sent wherever without due process. Sending them to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. I've been there. It's not a place to be. And this is just absolutely ridiculous. In addition to that, these ICE raids, they're handcuffing kids. Are those kids any harm to them? No. They are not following due process. People, I have sworn to the Constitution of the United States 5 times in my life. And this is the way I look at it. I will uphold the Constitution to the best of my ability till the day I die. This is ridiculous. This administration, or regime as I like to call them, is doing nothing but tearing this country apart. And people, don't put your head in the sand. If you put your head in the sand, they are going to walk all over us. You need to be at these protests. I've given this country 35 years of my life, and I am asking myself, what the hell was I thinking? Because I don't know this country today. I do not know this country today.
You may think that the Trump administration is barring transgender military people from the military purely because of their effect on military readiness or cost. Or maybe you think that Trump is banning transgender people because he wants to hurt the transgender community. And that is certainly true. But what this really is about, America, is that Trump and his administration are trying to make the argument to the American people that transgender people are subhuman and we should be barred from the privilege to serve in the military, based on Trump's administration's argument that trans people, by their very nature, are untrustworthy of the basic social value which is being trusted by your fellow citizens. And let me tell you right now, we used to fight fascism across the pond, but it is here now. And so I call upon you to show up to DC on June 14th and be here to have your voices heard, because this is what we the people demand.
Sorry. We're very pleased to bring on, unannounced, Donald Trump is purging the military of trans people in Pride Month. So we are especially pleased to run into here in front of the White House, Chase Strangio, a lawyer and activist who has stood up for trans people in the streets, in the realm of public opinion, and arguing forcefully in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. Give it up for Chase Strangio.
And it's June, and we know the Supreme Court is set to issue opinions for the rest of this month that will dictate the terms of our lives, our ability to organize with each other, access health care, our ability to ensure that we have the protections of birthright citizenship in this country, as the Reconstruction Amendments make abundantly clear. And so when we're thinking about what does it mean to resist in this moment, it means we use every tool at our disposal. And if the government can say that some people have no due process, that means that everybody has no due process. If the government says that they can criminalize trans people's health care, that means they can criminalize everyone's health care. If the government says that they can erode the right to vote for Black people, that means that everyone's right to vote is abrogated. We have to recognize the ways that we are being pitted against each other, the ways in which the operation of power is being deliberately obscured. Our duty now is to resist every single day with every tool in our disposal, and we are going to fight back in the streets, in the legislatures, in the courts, and most importantly, we are not going to lose sight of the history of resistance that has guided our work for centuries. So thank you for being here. It is an honor to show up, and we are going to keep fighting no matter what happens. Thank you.
The protests that have happened in this country thus far have been beautiful. They've been showing that outrage. They've been showing their opposition. But they are not yet what they need to be.
Don't engage.
We have to talk frankly about this. We need a movement that is fighting continuously, repeatedly, day after day in the streets of this country, saying the Trump fascist regime must go now, so that every institution that has saturated this town and cities like New York and Los Angeles and Chicago and Houston, Texas, can function, because the people of this country won't let it function until this regime is gone, because it is a violation of every decent principle that people hold. So I am here to challenge you on behalf of Refuse Fascism, that now is the time to act like you've never acted before. This is a time that requires courage, but there is too much fear. There is too much denial of what is actually happening. There might be repression. They might declare martial law. Well, what do you think a military parade to Trump is, if not the beginning of martial law? You have to actually act now to stop this. So this is a time not of fear, but of courage. But what is that courage going to be based on? It has to be on conviction. And we will have many different viewpoints of this. There are people like Carlos who believe deeply in the principles that he understands this country to have in its foundation. He spoke of those. I believe that the roots of this fascism lie in the history of this country, of genocide of the native peoples and slavery, and that's continued down to this day, and in the system that's run into deep crises around the world. And that is something that I hope with my brother Carlos, that we have some evenings together of deep discussion and arguments which should be going on throughout all the movements of resistance. But also, let's talk frankly. There are those who want to exclude Refuse Fascism. There are those who say, don't get involved in them because Andy Zia and Sarah Taylor are communists. Not only that, they follow the leader, Bob Avakian, with whom we never have to read anything about because we know he's no good. Why? Because we read it on the internet. Well, I read on the internet that we're being invaded by aliens from Mars. Is that true? No, it is not. So this kind of lack of intellectual integrity, which all that means is, are you going to do any work to actually see what some people say, to find out who they are, what they stand for, and to find out, is there a basis for us to work together? Because if we divide ourselves out now, we are going to lose. I can guarantee that. And there's few things that I would ever guarantee. But if we divide and let ourselves be divided, this is what's going to happen. And RefuseFascism.org says, Trump must go now.
There's no reason why these good, hardworking, loving, compassionate people need to be treated in the way they're treated, why they need to be shipped out of this country, why they need to be jailed. There's no reason why the president of a major union needs to be imprisoned and injured by ICE. ICE is out of control. And the federal government is out of control because this is not their home, this is our home.
Yes.
And I don't...
I bound you.
And even if they say to us that federal law is supreme, this is our home. And our home is worth fighting for. ICE needs to stop. It needs to leave. And the National Guard needs to leave. And we need to be able to build the kind of country, the kind of culture, the kind of community that is the kind of community that we want, that gives us life. And so I'm glad you're all here, and I'm glad you're resisting this fascist incursion into American life. The time has come. This is...
It's this system that causes migration, and this system that has no answer for it other than building walls and mass deportations. And now straight up fascism and ethnic cleansing. This is why we say the system that has fueled fascism has fueled this fascism out of the very soil and history of this country is totally rotten and illegitimate.
That's right.
We stand 100% behind this life and death fight to stop this fascism from consolidating. With the catastrophe this would mean for the immigrants who are the first and all those who will come after, whose rights will be stripped away, and the hell this will mean, perhaps for generations, and the existential threat this would mean to all of humanity. We stand united with people from many different perspectives and viewpoints, from Democrats trying to save the Constitution to those who know it has never provided for liberty and justice for all. That diversity is what is our strength.
And that is the only way right now, if we come out in our tens of millions of people with the sheer force of our determination and our understanding that what we're up against is a Trump fascist regime, this we actually have a chance and a possibility to push them back and to actually get Trump out of power now. But you want to talk about violence? The violence is coming from the Trump administration. The violence is coming from the Trump regime that's sending 2,000 National Guards out here, that's throwing tear gas at Congress people, that isn't even allowing you to come and see your due process rights to your lawyers. The violence is coming from the state. It is coming from the Trump regime. It is coming from Tom Homan. It is coming from Pam Bondi. That's why they have to go now. The Trump fascist regime must go now before they close out this window of us getting out into the streets non-violently and exercising our First Amendment right to protest. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America.
My name is Annie Day with the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show. We're out here at an SCIU protest in support of David Huerta, who was unjustly and illegally arrested a couple days ago. I recognize you because you were in a video that went viral from being out at the protest yesterday.
I think what we saw over the last few days is one of the least American things that I've seen in my 35 years of life. We have members of our community being ripped from their homes, from schools, from their places of work. These are not criminals. These are not people that we should fear. These are people who make our city, our state, and our county tick, and we couldn't do things without them. And I think that, coupled with the fact that the current administration deployed, against the wishes of the mayor and the governor, the National Guard, against us, really upset a lot of folks, including myself. And we said, we're going to get out in the streets. We're going to say something.
I wrote, obedience built concentration camps, because we're just seeing it all over again. We saw this in the past. We're going to see it in the future if we don't stop it now. They're inhumanely treating innocent people. They're raiding our innocent communities. They're just attacking us where we live, where we work, where we eat, where people are just trying to make a living, live their lives.
Anne Frank wrote in her diary about this. She wrote about being persecuted for an identity and who she was. And I feel like our immigrants, my families, my siblings are being persecuted for the same way. They're hiding. They're not coming out of their homes because for just living here and making a decent family in the United States. And I think that as this has been going on the past couple of weeks, it had just an eerie, familiar feeling. I remember reading this book growing up. I remember the feeling, the emotions. And, you know, I'm not Jewish, but I was able to relate in terms of, you know, being fearful of losing your family. I'm a child of a deportee. And so I know what it's like for your family to be separated and the long-term consequence of that. There is no question that is the modern day Hitler. And I can say that seeing everything that's being happened, seeing the family being kidnapped, seeing people just taken off the streets. It's like, where are the criminals that you were talking about? You're now talking about 7, 8, 9, 10 year olds, mothers just holding their children's hand. That's not the criminals you were talking about in your campaign. It's now you're talking about families just trying to make like a decent wage, to try to make a living here in America.
My sign says, ICE raids equal Nazi raids. Wake up, America. I think it's really important. I've always been taught to learn from my history. From a very young age, that's always been instilled for me that if you don't learn from your history, you're doomed to repeat it. And the patterns we've seen even from the first Trump administration, let alone this one, are just so stereotypically associated with fascist regimes. And people need to realize. I think more and more people are, but I'm just hoping at this point it's not too late.
The most important thing that we can do is all be out there with a unified message that this is unacceptable. They're coming for our brown brothers and sisters first. They're coming after the LGBTQ community. And, you know, white guys like me are next, right? And if we don't get out and if we don't loudly yell about this, they're coming for all of us. And so I think it's a coalition. I do think we need to have peaceful, thoughtful protests. But I think it requires a lot of folks who maybe don't agree on everything to get together and to say this is wrong and demand a change. And the only way this happens is if people stay in the streets and they stay loud. They want us to stay at home. They want us to be afraid. We have to understand that it is a risk and it is a challenge, but it is a very important risk that we have to take.
I know about being given unjust orders. I was given orders to go to Vietnam in 1970, and I told them, hell no, I won't go. I'm Carl Dix. I was in the United States Army in the 1960s. Today, I'm down with the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity, and I'm going to be marching in D.C. on Saturday, June 14th, with Refuse Fascism, saying no to Trump's military parade. I got a few questions for everybody in the U.S. military. Do you want to be the backup force for ICE, Trump's modern-day slave chasers, as they raid schools, hospitals, churches, and workplaces, kidnapping our immigrant sisters and brothers, tearing families apart, deporting children to countries they've never known? Do you want to be part of an occupation army, patrolling neighborhoods across the country, pointing your guns at people just like you who are rising up in protest? Trump has said anybody who protests his military parade is going to be met with big force.
And for those people that want to protest, they're going to be met with very big force.
Do you want to be part of that big force, denying people their right to protest? I know about being given unjust orders. I was given orders to go to Vietnam in 1970, and I told them, hell no, I won't go. I did that because Vietnam was the U.S. trying to drown a people's liberation struggle in blood. I refused to be the kind of person who would massacre people in order to help keep the American global empire in effect. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm just telling you what I did. When the Trump MAGA fascists give you orders to enforce their horrific agenda, what will you do? What kind of person will you be? And all of us have to confront this question. Will we bend the knee to Trump MAGA fascism, or will we join the many, many people standing up and resisting the horrors that this fascist juggernaut is bringing down on humanity? Join us in Washington, D.C. on June 14th. To say no to Trump's military parade. If you can't get to D.C., protest where you are. We refuse to accept a fascist America. The Trump regime must go now.
Since Trump's election last November, the RevComs have put forward the slogans, "In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America." And this whole system is rotten and illegitimate. We need and we demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system. In January, Sansara Taylor conducted a deep and wide-ranging interview with Bob Avakian where she asked him about this. Let's watch.
So the RevComs have raised, and you have put out as well in your social media, two very important slogans. One is, in the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. And the second is, this whole system is rotten and illegitimate. We need and we demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the importance of these two slogans, each of them in their own right, and maybe also how they relate to each other.
The refusal to accept fascism is extremely important. That goes along with what we were just talking about, the question you just asked. Why is this a time for righteous anger and revolutionary determination? But the first part of that first slogan is also very important. It's the foundation that people need to have to really take this on. That is, in the name of humanity. You know, that's the orientation that people need. Not, you know, what's good for America, the most predatory destructive imperialist power in the history of the world. Not what's good for America, but what are the interests of humanity. And we proceed from that. And on that basis, you know, for the people of the whole world, it is a very disastrous development to have this fascism coming to power in this most powerful capitalist imperialist country, which is already wreaking havoc on masses of people around the world as well as in this country anyway. But this is going to take it to a much more aggressive, even more extreme level and expression. So in the name of humanity, that's how we approach this. So that's the first slogan. And out of that, because we understand what the effects of this and the consequences of this is for humanity, that is why we refuse to accept it. Unlike all these bourgeois capitalist politicians who are rushing to make, you know, good with Trump and go kiss the ring and all the rest of it, we have no interest in that. Our interests lie with the masses of humanity. It goes along with what I said before. You know, the important thing is the whole world. The whole world comes first, not American imperialism and American chauvinism with the ridiculous and outrageous idea that this country, with its terrible history and present reality, is somehow better and more important than every other place in the world, and that the people here are somehow special and more important than all the masses of humanity in the billions around the world. So that's the basis for the first slogan. Now, as for the second slogan, it goes to what I was saying just a little while ago. This fascism arose out of, and it's been fed by, the soil of this whole system and this whole history, the whole history of this country. If you just look at the history, I mean, look, you know, a lot of people said, you know, back in, you know, the 80s and so on, they rose up against South African apartheid. What was being done to people in this country, particularly, though, not only in the South, from the time shortly after the Civil War all the way up through the 1960s, was every bit as horrific, if not more so, than what was happening, the terrible oppression of the masses of African people in South Africa under apartheid. So, you know, how can you look at that and not recognize, once again, that this is the soil out of which this fascism has grown? It is why, once again, you see the Confederate flags being, you know, taken through the Capitol on January 6th at the time of, shortly after the last election. You know, it is why these people, you know, some of these people openly say that slavery was better, supposedly even better for black people than the time since. You know, this is what you're dealing with in this country, and it is this system and the way it has developed in this particular country that has given rise to this fascism. And that should tell everybody that there's something fundamentally sick about this whole system. Plus the fact that it's a completely outmoded way for people to live and for society to be organized. So that, you know, a small number of billionaires, for example, control more wealth than more than half the world's population. You know, and that's just not some kind of like, oh, you know, we should redistribute the wealth kind of thing. It flows out of the nature of a system that's based on exploiting masses of people all over the world. You know, the women in Bangladesh, the literally the children in Africa, the people in Haiti and other places in the Caribbean and Latin America who are, you know, working under, you know, horrific conditions, producing the wealth that goes into the coffers, if you will, of these billionaires and the heads of the capitalist system in this country. I mean, just think about a simple fact. You hear about all this stuff about immigrants and Trump talking about renaming the Gulf of Mexico, the Gulf of America. Think about a simple fact like this, which tells you a lot of what you need to know. The wages of people producing things that are consumed in this country in Mexico are approximately one-tenth of what people working in this country are working on the same things make. And that is why, for example, even people who are not well off in this country can have a certain amount of consumer goods because of the super exploitation of people in these countries all over the world, which enables these consumer goods in this country to be relatively low priced. And this is blood money that we don't want and that no decent person should want. And it's absolutely absurd that this is the way the world is organized and enforced on the masses of people. You know, think about it. There is the technology and the knowledge that has existed for some time now and is constantly being developed so that everyone in the world could have all their basic needs met and there would still be a lot to enable people to engage in cultural efforts and all kinds of other, you know, things beyond just mere survival. There is absolutely no reason why anyone is suffering from want in this world today with the technology and knowledge that exists. There's only one reason. There's no good reason, but there is a reason. And that reason is that all this is controlled by a small number of capitalist exploiters who don't just exploit within this country or any other particular country, but super exploit people all over the world, especially in places like Africa, the Middle East, Asia, and Latin America. So, you know, this fascism flows out of all of this. It's an extreme, but in a certain sense, a logical expression or extension of all that I've been talking about. And it's completely unnecessary. We could have a whole different way to live. And this is what's being kept from people. And understanding, you know, that there's no reason why we have to keep living this way with such deprivation and destruction, to say nothing about the threat of nuclear war that's becoming greater these days between the U.S. on the one hand and its rivals in Russia and China, all of whom, by the way, are nuclear-armed imperialist powers, and with the whole destruction of the environment, which, all of which is posing existential threats to humanity as a whole. There's absolutely no reason why we're still living this way. So just to, you know, go back to that, that's why we say this system is completely rotten and illegitimate. Any system that, you know, brings about the things that I'm talking about and perpetuates itself on the backs of masses of people, any such system is completely illegitimate. And yes, there is a positive alternative to all this, much as they don't want people to know it.